Where are all my lady listeners at? Because I am talking to you. Is your time of month an easy breezy situation? Or are you like me and for about a week before your period starts, all you want to do is stay in bed and also eat anything and everything? Or maybe you're experiencing the joys of menopause or that sneaky bee perimenopause. Well then ladies, you've got to try Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is made by the Happy Mammoth Company, which I've been a big fan of for a while now. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called aptogens. Now, here's the beauty about aptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopausal symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like hot flashes, night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed with someone. You know what I mean? Yes, Hormone Harmony can help with all those things. And the biggest benefit is feeling like yourself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews of Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. Clink, clink, ladies.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
I feel like I've been not been giving enough deep, sexy welcomes lately.
I think you might be right. You haven't. Mm-hmm.
So making up for lost time.
Welcome. Welcome. Yeah. Housewives of True Crime. Mm-hmm. Welcome to all our new listeners.
Oh my God, welcome.
Yeah, it's like a summer, you know, what do they call that? A summer fling. You know, when you have that.
Oh, maybe they like binged. I don't know if I feel bad for them or happy for them. Because it's like, I think we get better. If they started at the beginning and they're still with us, then maybe they're like pleasantly surprised.
Dude,
I don't know.
Listen.
If you go backwards, though, they might ditch us at the end. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Some of our first ones are some of my favorite ones, but maybe it's because I haven't listened to them in
a minute.
Years. A minute.
Yeah.
So I think I mean, you know, And I think our listeners know that are on our Instagram and some of the Facebook stuff, that I went to Six Flags.
Six Flags. That's right. How was that amusement park in the summer in Texas? That sounds like a dream. I would love nothing more than to be in the sun, sweat.
You'll never guess, but it's raining again here.
Long lines. Yeah. It's raining.
Thunderstorm. So it was one of those days that was supposed to be thunderstorms that was on the forecast. And so I was like, let's chance it. Even though I know they probably shut down the roller coasters, I was like, let's chance it.
Yeah. Maybe how does less that lines. Work? You can't,
I'm sure they
you
don't.
You can't be roller coastering when it's thundering. You get struck by something.
Guess what? Bypassed us. So no problem.
Okay.
No problem.
You gambled on one.
But I'll tell you what did happen.
What?
My husband and my daughter got stuck on a roller coaster.
Damn it.
Yeah. And I got kind of freaked out because I saw them going around, right? I'm like watching. And then all of a sudden they're not getting off. And everybody gets off the roller coaster. Like people are coming, walking. And then I notice like a big group of people walking. And I'm like, oh shit, they shut the roller coaster down. And nowhere to be found in my family. I'm like, what the heck? So I look, I can kind of see through a fence and I see an ambulance.
Oh,
and
shoot.
I flip the fuck out.
Yeah.
I mean, my heart was like in my chest. What happened? Did my husband have a heart attack? I run over through the like, don't come this way. And it just happened to be that the ambulance was just on the other side of the fence for something completely opposite.
That doesn't surprise
me. Not having
me.
To do with the park.
It you was do in- jump to panic, like zero to panic. That's your range.
Yes, quickly. Yeah. Yes, it's true. Yeah. No. Thankfully, they just were stuck and they got out 20 minutes. But my husband was like, you know, I pushed the harness down extra hard because it was one of those like loop-de-loop ones.
Oh, I'd freak out. I would figure out. I would think like maybe you would push it too hard and then it would like spring back. Like I would be afraid to touch anything.
Oh.
See, I like next level panic
when he got on it. No, he was like, I was so claustrophobic. I couldn't breathe in it. It was so tight on me. But
oh, that's traumatic.
Anyways. Yeah. Other than that, it was fine. It's hot. But I figure, you know, I went to Magic Mountain in California.
I know. But the long lines, I hate amusement parks in the summer. I mean, I'm doing it one more time this summer, but I'm not like, it's not my favorite. They serve drinks at this Six Flags in Texas.
Dude, they do serve drinks.
Well, they got that working for it.
They have a bar there. They have Babe Rosé, which is my favorite type of rosé. They sell beers. I mean, it definitely has its perks for sure.
All right. Well, you are really just getting started. I know you're just about to you've been stuck there in the Texas because of the kid doing the All-Stars. Baseball is balls. Yeah. But over here,
baseball is
balls,
over.
Literally. Now it's over. Over here, we've been traveling, just traveling fools.
I know. I'm so jealous.
I know. But I think I'm ruining my children because they wake up in the morning and they're like, where are we going?
Where are we going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is it. In fact, this is going to be it.
But no, you're going somewhere else.
I know, on like Tuesday. Yeah, but every day at home is like not eventful enough for them.
Okay, so I'm going to Florida Tuesday.
That's eventful.
It is. And I'm so excited because we haven't been able to go anywhere all of June. Somebody just told me we're already 5 weeks in summer. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I haven't done anything. And that is not like my typical
not like you.
Self. And some crazy tropical storm is on its way to Florida. So please pray that it bypasses where we're going.
Yeah, maybe check the building codes of wherever you're staying.
I know, right? Seriously.
Boy, that building is terrible.
Yeah, well, you looked it up, did you?
Yes.
Yeah, awful.
Awful.
I mean, I hope I don't even know. I mean, I don't think there's no hope at this point.
No, it's terrible.
Did you know somebody, like a grandson of one of the couples that was missing, kept getting phone calls over and over from the grandparents' home line, house line?
No way.
Yeah. Oh. Weird.
Totally.
Kind of creepy.
Creepy.
So, anyways,
that's a total fucking drag.
Yeah, it is. Sorry. You want to talk about crime?
Yeah, let's talk about crime.
Which also is a total fucking drag.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
You're ready for this case?
Yes. Scratch.
Okay. The case this week, actually, I have thought about a lot over the years, and one that a lot of people I know are near and dear to. So I'm going to be as gentle as possible. I think we always are really gentle, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This case comes out of Ventura, California, our hometown.
Really?
If you don't know a lot about Ventura, it's a beach town in between Malibu and Santa Barbara with a more casual vibe, I would
say.
Yeah,
like that makes it sound fancy. It's not fancy.
I know it's not fancy. It has a population of just over 110,000. And in the last 10 years, the price of real estate has really come up. Grudge, have you looked at home
prices
in the area?
Yes. Ventura be expensive.
It's freaking bananas. Yeah. So you can get a small 1,300 square foot home for $750,000, and that is not anywhere close to the beach.
Yeah.
And if you want to get closer to the beach, which you can't even really get that close to the beach, you're talking a couple million bucks.
Yeah.
Ironically, it has a very large coastline, but like I said, you can there's not that many homes on the beach, and I was kind of wondering about that. So I looked it up because whoever did the city planning did not plan with like ocean view homes. You know, there's like Pierpont. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. There's a small community of like lanes down to the beach. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But do you know why?
Why?
Because it was a farming town.
Yeah.
And all the farms and orchards and lemon orchards and orange orchards were east in the east side of Ventura. So that's where all the homes were built.
Well, yeah. My family's from there. My grandparents, when they lived down there, Pierpont, the little beach area, which is like full of little like bungalows that have slowly over the years been knocked down and turned into, you know, McMansions. But there's a lot of those bungalows still there. It said that was the bad part of town to live in, was the beach when she was growing up.
Yeah, that's what my grandma and grandparents say. We're in the lemon orchard business, and that's what they said too. Like they were like, there was no way we were going to buy something near the beach.
Yeah,
it was just not a thing. But now it's a thing. So, also the land in Ventura and Oxnard it's real rich for growing like fruits and vegetables. You guys have probably all had strawberries from Oxnard.
Get your strawberries.
If you live in the United States of America, that's where you get your strawberries from.
True.
So anyways, let's take you back to June of 1997. I was 17 years old. Mm-hmm. Prices of homes were way more affordable. Things were really mellow. Cell phones were just starting to be used around town, but no one I knew had one. Did you have one?
Yeah, I did. I was 2 years older than you.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. People were proud to wear flip-flops.
Still are.
It's very like surfer vibe.
Yeah.
What?
They still are.
Still are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a very chill environment, I think, especially for only being an hour away from Los Angeles, where it's way more like fancy and hustle and bustle. We would go to like LA if we want to go to a club, but the Fast and the Furious stopped right before it got to Ventura.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about somebody that was from Ventura and on a road to great success, as many of us Venturians were Like you and I, Gretch.
Oh, yeah.
Pillar of the community.
Look at us now.
Yeah.
His name was Jake Bush. Jake was a 16, almost 17-year-old, going to be a senior in high school. He was a great student. And when I say great, I mean a teacher's dream. He carried around his TI-83 calculator. Remember those?
Yeah. Texas Instruments. Where it's at?
I don't even think, by the way, that I was in a math class that got
required.
Up to needing
one of those calculators. Scientific calculators.
No, I don't think so. He also learned how to code his own games on that computer, on that calculator.
Oh, shit. I had no idea what coding was until I had, like, kids.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. He was real proud to show his teachers and his friends his ability to code in a time that coding was just really becoming a thing. Like you and I said, we didn't even know what coding was at that time. I think Jake could have very well been Mark Zuckerberg type. He was studious. And you know what else he was? He was athletic, which is a dream child.
Yeah, really.
He was the star on the track team, and he was gearing up to be the track captain his senior year at Buena High School.
Okay.
So you that see,
is
Jake and I
not were, the high school I attended.
It isn't, but it is the high school that I attended, and yeah. Jake and I were classmates.
Okay.
He and I had gone to school for, since we're freshmen in high school. I also ran track, once you know, my freshman year.
I did not know that.
I did. I would say that I ran it because I didn't want to do PE. Mm-hmm. And while Jake was probably running for the gold, I was running to stop it. You know, I stopped at Baskin Robbins because that's where our friend's sister worked and we could get like free scoop of ice cream on our way.
Yeah.
And then I stopped at El Torito and got some chips and salsa.
Oh, yeah.
And then I took the shortcut back to the track field.
So that sounds about right. Yeah.
Definitely not the golden child.
Yeah.
However, I do wish that I had the athletic ability. I just didn't have the drive, right? I have the drive now. And my tennis and pickleball skills they're pretty good. But had I like had that in high school, I think I could have gone somewhere. Just saying.
Okay. I don't.
But Jake had the drive. Okay. He was motivated. I was not. Unfortunately, Jake's drive would be changed forever on June 24th, 1997. It was a typical summer day. I am sure it was overcast, June gloom, and about 70 degrees. And Jake was headed out bright and early with his mom to get his driver's license. They went to Santa Paula to take the driving test.
That's how you
do
it.
No judgment, but Santa Paula is where it's easier to pass the Ventura.
Yeah.
Did you go to Santa Paula?
I didn't go to Santa Paula, but I took many friends there, and everybody in Ventura knows that's where you go when you don't want to wait in line at the DMV. I have waited in line at that DMV when I, like, my license was expired and I needed, you know, a new one and stuff like that.
In Santa Paula?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I never went there, actually. Took my driver's test at Ventura. Got 100%. Just saying.
Oh, I got 71. I passed by 1 point. I think I failed the first time, too.
Oh, my God. My microphone just dropped because mic drop. You're that bad at your driving. That's why you can't even drive now, hardly.
That's true. That's true.
When Gretchen comes, when I'm in her car, she's like, why don't you just drive? You're a better driver than me.
Because we fight when I drive. Okay, so you're like, change lanes, go faster, blah, 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 blah. Like, she's all up in my grill about stuff. I'm like, you just take the wheel.
Okay, good. Yes, yeah. That's better. So Jake and his mom returned home from getting his driver's license, and then they went out again to run one more errand. And upon returning home, Jake and his mom, you know, they walked in the house, they go on as normal, and Jake notices his screen is off and his window stick, you know, that locks the window. If you don't have like good locks, you put an extra, you know, stick in your window. That was missing. So a few things looked weird in his room, and he knows that somebody has been in his house. So he calls for his mom to tell her, and she immediately dials 911. As Gail, his mom, is calling 911 on the phone with an operator, Jake goes and checks the living room and the study to see if anything has been taken. She's talking to the dispatcher, and she hears Jake yell. And when she goes to see what has happened, he says, "He stabbed me," and he is on the ground bleeding. Gail is now pleading with the operator to get help and starts giving Jake CPR. The intruder must have been hiding in the study when Jake walked in, and he stabbed him 3 times, and the guy ran out the front door. Gail tried everything she could, giving her son CPR before help arrived, and immediately he was taken to the local hospital where he underwent surgery, and things started to look hopeful. But unfortunately, after hours on the operating table, Jake succumbed to his injuries and died. Do you remember this, Gretchy?
No, I don't. But you said this happened in 1997. And in 1997, I was already had beelined out of Ventura and moved to San Diego.
Were you in San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. So the town was devastated, especially the east side of town, as we call it. That's where Jake lived. He lived in a well-known track called the Bird Track. Remember that?
Yeah.
You know where that is?
Yeah.
And in the Bird Track, stuff like this just did not happen. Or to me, it felt like it didn't happen. We lived real close to the Bird Track, and I had a bunch of friends that lived in there. And it's your standard neighborhood with houses pretty close together, kids riding their bikes all around, super flat streets, right behind a grocery store called Ralph's. And I think this pretty much shocked the whole entire neighborhood. When police got to the house, the investigators treated it more like a burglary and less like a homicide. And I guess at the time, it's pretty much what it was, for a couple hours anyways. They started searching for fingerprints in all the obvious spots and the intruder went. They lifted a palm print from Jake's bedroom window. But other than that, they could not find any full fingerprints and nothing that would direct them to a certain individual. I don't know why there weren't more fingerprints. I can only think like maybe he was wearing gloves and when he needed to like open the window, he had to take them off. Or maybe he just got into the house when Jake and his mom came home.
Or maybe they sucked at their job looking for fingerprints.
So that's also possible. Yes. And maybe they didn't look everywhere because they were not treating it as a homicide. I don't know. But with only one palm print, things were not looking so hot. That is until they found a fresh mound of poop in Gail's laundry basket.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. This shitty fuck actually took a dump on Gail's clothes. I mean, who does that? That is so freaking disgusting. So they have a pile of shit and a palm print until later that night, they found the knife also that this guy used in neighbor's yard. And actually, the police didn't even find it. The neighbor found it in his front yard.
So this dude is wearing gloves to cover up his fingerprint, but leaving his DNA in the form of a dump behind. I guess it was 1997, so maybe you weren't like thinking like how incredibly stupid that is.
No, you weren't thinking how stupid that is.
But leaving the weapon behind, that's stupid.
It is.
No matter what year it is.
Fingerprints. There were no fingerprints on the weapon either. So that's what makes me think he might have been wearing gloves.
Yeah, I agree.
But the knife that they did collect, it was the same knife to kill Jake. but there were no fingerprints lifted. Police were on a hunt, and come to find out, Jake was not the only one that saw this intruder that day. The killer was actually roaming the streets of the neighborhood that morning for a place to rob. He went knocking on doors, and it seems like he was like knocking and then asking for a friend. And then, you know, whoever answered the door would be like, no, you know, that I know a teenager that lives that way kind of thing. Yeah. A couple 11-year-old girls that were riding their bike in the neighborhood saw him going door to door and then saw him running out of the house with a worried look on his face. These two gave a very good description of the man. And along with the people that actually answered the door that day, they said he's between 18 and 20 years old. He's Hispanic and he's real short. And with all those people's descriptions, they actually put a composite sketch together, but no one turned him in. The sketch was distributed and time would pass and Jake's killer was free to live his life. All righty, Gretch, have you got back into your routine of taking some vitamins and supplements?
Yes, that's why I'm so smart and charming. You haven't noticed? I take my vitamins, girl. It's so easy with Care Of.
It is really easy. And you know, they now have a Care Of app that lets you track your routine and earn cool things like swag, discounts, and free products.
I love free shit.
Who doesn't love that? But you guys, it's really easy to take your vitamins with Care Of. And, you know, consistency is key. And they say it takes about 30 days to see some benefits. So with that app and tracking it and everything coming in individual packages, it's awesome.
You take a quiz, you get a little pack, easy peasy. Even I could do it. If I could do it, you could do it. And it feels good to take your vitamins.
It definitely does. I start my day with it, and then I'm done for the day.
Yeah, who wants a bunch of bottles?
No, not packet. I, said the fly. Yeah, so we are giving our listeners 50% off your order if you use our code CLINK50. So go to takecareof.com and enter code CLINK50. That is takecareof.com and enter CLINK50. Gretchy, how's your morning cereal eating going?
You mean my any time of day cereal eating going?
100%. I love eating Magic Spoon cereal for dinner.
Oh my gosh, it's the best way to get in all of your protein. Low carb, friendly.
Low carb. If you guys have not tried Magic Spoon, Gretchy and I are here to tell you that it is hands down the best. And your kids will even eat it. It's like, think about the sugar cereals that we all used to love, except for it doesn't have any sugar. 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving, you guys. Hot damn.
Hot damn is right. We love it around here. Can't get enough.
And if that doesn't float your boat, it's only 140 calories a serving.
That's right.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. And we have more exciting news for you. Magic Spoon will be releasing 2 amazing new flavors this month for a limited time. Cookies and cream, Gretchen.
I'm so excited.
I can't.
I am legit so excited.
Me too. I cannot wait to get them. And maple waffle. If that isn't the most comforting, indulgent combination, then I really don't know what is, you guys. This is the ultimate treat yourself combo, so make sure you get some while you can for a limited time. You can also build your own box. Available flavors to build your own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon. And if you're listening from Canada, guess what? You can now get Magic Spoon too.
Nice.
So guys, go to magicspoon.com/clink clink to grab your new limited edition cookies and cream and maples and waffles. Again, that promo code is clink clink at checkout to save $5 off your order. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/clankclank and use the code clankclank to save $5.
I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now, they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
I cannot imagine how frustrating it is that people actually saw this man in the middle of the day, but they could not find him. Someone had to know something. Someone was hiding this guy's secret, or maybe he was hiding his own secret. But I feel like that would eat at you over the years.
Certainly.
And after 17 years of being free to have his relationships, have kids, have his life, the man that killed Jake slipped up.
Oh.
And thankfully, the Ventura PD Unit for Unsolved Cases were on it. So in 1997, palm prints were not taken when criminals were booked, but in 2014, they were. So the Unsolved Case Division found a match. A man that was on work furlough for selling stolen goods on Craigslist named Marco Antonio Casillas was the man who matched that palm print. And, you know, work furlough, it's like a form of being in jail. Like, you can go to work, but then you have to go back to jail.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, Marco had quite a rap sheet of burglarizing and having stolen goods. He had spent years in prison after Jake's incident for not murder, but burglary. But those dots never were connected until 2014, which is crazy.
Well, you know, yeah. Crazy shit be happening at the Ventura PD. You know, that's how they found the Golden State Killer.
I know.
Was the DNA sample that was collected in Ventura. Fun fact.
It is a fun fact. It's maybe they have a lot more DNA samples they need to start looking through. Just saying.
At least they're good at taking the samples.
Yeah, that's true. And keeping them.
And keeping them, yeah.
Yeah. So detectives decide to interview Marco at his employment to get him to talk. They acted as if they needed help figuring out why people burglarize, since he's been doing it for
years. I love it when they do shit like that.
basically, he said, I know, I like it too.
Like when they ask basically, all the deadbeat dads to like come to Dodger Stadium for like a free game and then they arrest them all. Like, I love that shit.
Oh my God, that is so funny. So yeah, he says, you know what? They do it for the thrill. Unless they're drug addicts, and then they do it to pawn shit off. He never said which one he was, but I have this feeling he was doing it for the thrill, especially from like taking a dump. You know, like you don't do that because you need cash for your meth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's mental.
Okay, so he was asked about some like robberies in Oxnard, and he admitted to all of them, which he got caught for. So I guess it's like he has to admit to them. But he was asked about a Ventura robbery, and he was like, nope, never robbed in Ventura, never went to Ventura. And I think he probably never did after killing Jake. I think he mainly stuck to Oxnard. But I also think he probably, he never killed again. So it definitely was one of those, he was startled in the middle of robbing, and he had a weapon. So after the interview with him at his work furlough, they served a search warrant where they got his computer and they tested his DNA of the fecal matter. And of course, guess what?
Matchy matchy.
It all matched. Matched. And on the computer, they found searches for DNA, including DNA of human feces and how to cheat a DNA swab test.
Can you do
his
that?
Laptop.
Can you cheat a DNA test?
I don't think so. I mean, yeah, you can get somebody else's swab. I mean,
that's comforting to know he's at least been sweating it while he's been walking free.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure this ate at him because I don't think he's actually like a killer. You know, he's not going out to murder people in their houses. He was getting a thrill of actually breaking in and maybe, you know, taking something. I don't know. His laptop also showed searches for unsolved murders in Ventura County and the elements necessary for the crime of murder in California. So he's guilty. But guess what? The guy, he pleads not guilty. And of course, puts Jake's family through a trial.
Balls.
Which I think it's a big mistake for multiple reasons. One, I think he probably would have got a much lesser sentence had he pled guilty.
Totally.
We just talked about this on Patreon, right? That sometimes when you plead guilty, especially this kind of crime, maybe the judge would have been a little bit lenient on him.
Yeah, I mean, if they have your DNA, so the only, I mean, you're,
yeah, they have
you're
your
toast.
DNA, dude.
Yeah. Yes. You're not going to get anything better than a plea deal. I mean, if it's circumstantial, yeah, fine, go up against trial, but you're dumb.
His defense was that he was there, but he could have been there before, you know, and somebody else came in after to kill Jake.
No.
I mean, it doesn't work like that. And then the other thing was they played Jake's mom's 911 call to the jury, and people were in tears.
Yeah, of course.
The audience was in tears. The jurors were in tears. And I think it made this case way more real after so many years. And I know judges are like supposed to be impartial, but they're also human. So I think that it could have affected his sentence time. And Marco now was in his late 30s. He had made a huge mistake when he was 19 years old. But it was time for justice to be served and for Jake's family to have some justice. And it was clear that this guy was freaking guilty. So in 2017, he was finally sentenced to life in prison without parole.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So that is where he is now. And I tried to find Jake's mom. His name actually was James Bush, but he went by Jake. And her name was Gail, or is Gail Shirley, but I couldn't find her unless she moved. But, and so
well,
I hope
probably
that.
Did. Why would you? I wouldn't want to stay in the same like town and everything if something that traumatic happened to me there.
I know. So I don't know, but that is this sad story of Jake Bush. His life was taken way too early, you know. Mm-hmm. Definitely think he could have been something special. And his friends, like I tried to look in my yearbook to see if he ever signed it or anything, but he didn't. I looked through all of them. We were not in the same friend group, but I knew who he was. And I have some friends. One of them recently was just posting about him. And, you know, they say that he was just like a really kind of cool kid that could have hung out in any group, but chose to kind of hang out with like the nerdier group, I guess, if you want to say, like the guys that actually probably
the guys that are actually cool when you go to the high school
today.
Reunion. Yeah.
The ones that I actually want to marry.
Yeah. That are like, yeah, look at me. Saying. Look at me now. Like, yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I know.
Yes.
It is a trip. I have over the years through Facebook found out that classmates of mine have died that I, you know, if there was no Facebook, I would have no way of knowing.
Yeah.
And it's strange how it affects you. You feel like some kind of way like, oh, I mean, I hadn't thought about you in 20 years, but I hate to think you're
not here anymore.
Yeah.
I know. So that's a WAP, as you would say. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you guys, if you have not, because there's a lot of new listeners, if you have not given us a rating on Apple and you listen to us on Apple, please do so. We like 5 stars, but, you know, I guess if you don't think we're 5-star, then don't rate us.
No, just don't bother.
I mean,
no, thank you.
We're whores like that.
Yeah, okay? True.
Also, if you guys want to shout out, please tag us on Facebook or Instagram. And I have one person that did, no, I have multiple, but this one in particular, shop_Estella online. Thank you so much for shouting us out this week. And then, okay, so Mrs. Fadad.
Did she write?
She did. She posted it and she thought you said it, or she thought I said it, but she was like dying from tab saying, Sherry Fat Dad. So she said she's now going by that.
I didn't say it though. I said I am not gonna say that.
But you did.
I'm tempted to, but I'm not gonna. So what is the proper pronunciation?
I don't know.
Oh, shoot, Sherry, you gotta give us one of those like phonetical diagrams.
I know, right? I think it's Fadad.
Okay. Fadad. Thanks for being a good sport, Sherry.
I know. But Sherry, please. Yeah. I would love to like have it phonetically spelled out so we can actually
properly.
Thank you. And then April's_art20. Thank you so much for shouting us out also and sending us a little note. We love when we get messages from you guys. And if you haven't followed us on Housewives of True Crime group on Facebook or Instagram, Housewives of True Crime, or if you want to know any of our dieting tips and tricks, especially from Lisa Ann, who is,
yeah,
she's like the best.
Yeah, she's really the only one that follows the diets.
Yeah, she is.
Snaps, Lisa. Ann.
She's on the Whole 30 now.
Oh,
so
Lord,
I'm really interested
have
in
mercy.
That.
And during the summer, forget about it.
No, I know. Somebody also was like, who's starting on July 1st is 75 hard? I'm like, not
why would you do that?
Fly.
Why would you do that to
no,
yourself?
No, you can't do that.
There's hot dogs and White Claws dogs. To be drunk. Like, I mean, there's
seriously
not on the 4th of July.
This is 4th of July, people.
Hello.
No.
Yeah. Well, I also would like to say it's the last time we asked for cases was like in March. Because I was looking through.
Okay, you need some?
Yeah, we could. I feel like it's time. We could use some.
Okay.
So send them our way, people.
Yeah. For shizzle, my nizzle.
Yeah, whatever you want to hear, send them our way. You can email us, DM us.
Housewivesoftruecrime@gmail.com.
Post it in the group. We'll see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
We will. And I hope all of you guys had a happy 4th. That was yesterday.
I hope I did too.
And hopefully you had a happy 4th. Hopefully you're having a happy 4th. You have company coming over. Mm-hmm. I have lots of company over.
The whole family.
Oh God, it's already starting.
Oh shoot. It's fun. Super fun.
If you guys want to hear more of us and more talk about secret stuff, you can go to Housewives of True or Patreon, $5 a month. And it's patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime to get all the details of more Tab and Gretch. And Gretchy does a true crime
bonus
once a month. And it's always a good one, Gretch.
I try.
She gives us, you know, the secret lives of
one crime I did cults. Was actually, yeah, I do a lot of cult stuff like that, but I did Ryan Lochte. Remember how I fell in love with him?
Yeah.
He didn't pass the Olympic trials.
Oh, I was waiting to find out.
Oh my God.
No, he didn't. Oh, and this is probably like his last shot, dude. He's
a little old. Just heartbroken over it. I was really rooting for him.
Yeah, you were.
I think the COVID-19, that delay, I think it slowed him down.
Mm, totally.
Damn it.
Slowed everybody down. You know what I'm saying?
Damn it.
Probably put on a few extra pounds. Probably, you know.
Yeah.
Spent a little more time with his kids like he should have. All that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, on to our vacation.
Vacation away.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's hope that tropical storm just slows its roll.
Takes a U-turn.
In the middle of the ocean.
And then falls apart.
All right. Clink, clink, everybody.
Clink, clink.